With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres. This morning, I have Jason Plummer, who is running for the 54th seat in the Illinois State Senate, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Hi, so how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Vanessa. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Keeping busy, so. So I really just want to get right down onto it. My first question that I have, I see that you've actually ran for public service before, and what I'm very interested to know is you've actually lost in two elections, I believe. There was the general election for the lieutenant governor, and then there was also the other election where I believe you're going for the United States House of Representatives, correct?
Right. So in 2009 and 2010, I won the primary for Republican nomination for lieutenant governor. And back then, they did a little bit differently. So the winners of the two primaries would get put together on a ticket. And Bill Brady won the gubernatorial nomination. And so Bill and I ran together in a really tough campaign in 2010. We won 99 out of 102 counties in the state of Illinois. We won Effingham County and the surrounding counties by huge margins. That was a great campaign. We worked really hard. Unfortunately, came up just a little bit short. It was a big race for the state of Illinois, and I would say that race is a perfect example of why I'm running for the state senate. The issues that provoked me to run back then, unfortunately, haven't gotten much better. And if you look at southern Illinois, you look at the communities throughout southern Illinois, we still have stagnant wage growth. We still have, unfortunately, too high of unemployment. And you get into the communities, you find a lot of good, hardworking people that are having trouble finding jobs and having trouble providing for their families. And if you look at Illinois, and this is what I talked about, when I ran 8 years ago, if you look at Illinois, you look at our agricultural resources, the city of Effingham is a perfect example with its access to transportation networks, the two interstates. You look at this district covers eight counties, Vanessa. Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot going on. But you look at our access to transportation networks, road, rail, river, air infrastructure. We've got good universities. We've got oil, gas. We've got coal. We have just a lot of things going for us. But unfortunately, politicians in Springfield have really passed legislation that have driven businesses out of the state. And when businesses leave, jobs leave. And when jobs leave, families struggle and communities struggle. And so when I ran 8 years ago, I ran on a campaign of bringing quality jobs back to southern Illinois. And that's what this campaign's focused on, is bringing quality jobs back to southern Illinois. And also fixing some of the problems. When jobs leave, it's not just that a job leaves. Oftentimes that means a really good family has left. Somebody that works at a local business, maybe they have to move to Indiana, maybe they have to move to Missouri. And then you have, people less involved in the community, drugs start creeping in, and then the ancillary crimes that drugs bring about come to our communities. Unfortunately, jobs is really something that we need, because that will help fix a lot of the other ills that are impacting our communities. So I'm a Southern Illinois guy. This is my home. My family has started several businesses here. We work very hard. We employ a lot of people. And, that's my passion. I just want people to be able to provide for their families, and that's what my campaign's focused on.
Okay, so this is going to be a totally different position now. Do you actually see yourself winning this election?
Absolutely. There's a big difference between running for the state senate and the 54th district versus running statewide in Illinois. Like I said, when we ran, we won 99 out of 102 counties. We won by huge margins all eight counties, that touched this district, including Madison County, which has traditionally been a Democrat county. I think I was the first person to win Madison County in many years. I think I carried it by like 15,000 votes. So, this district is a great district, and I have absolutely no doubt that that we can win this race.
Okay, well, I do wish you luck. I actually did, like I said, I actually got to speak to one of your opponents, George Barber, earlier this week, and this is his first election ever.
Okay.
So with you having so much more experience than him, do you think that that's going to end up helping you in the long run?
Well, I think what matters is why you want to do something. Mm-hmm. And, I want to run for this because I think that the issues that are impacting this district, jobs, crime, are issues that I've been working really hard for years and years to address.
Mm-hmm.
Even outside of my business, I involve myself in charities. I involve myself in civic organizations focused on business and focused on crime. And, you know, I've got some opponents in this race, and that's great, but literally a couple of them have said, well, I've just always wanted to run for office. Mm-hmm. Well, this isn't about somebody that wants to run for office. This is about somebody that understands the problems and, more importantly, has solutions for the problems. And so, you know, political experience can be a plus. It can be a minus. What matters is if you know how to fix the 54-state Senate district, and that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Well, I did read in your press release that you have a very strong opposition on abortion, and you also have a strong support in lowering and capping out controlled property taxes. I would love to hear some details on both of these issues.
Yeah, sure. So I'll take each one, you know, one at a time. So I think real estate taxes in the state of Illinois are out of control. And so I want to support legislation that lowers real estate taxes. And then on top of that, it actually caps them. Because what you have right now is you have families that are being priced out of their houses. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some people that literally...
That's a national issue.
Yeah, it is. But Illinois is higher than average nationally.
For sure.
And, you know, you have people that pay each month as much in real estate tax as they do for their mortgage.
Right.
You know, once you pay off your mortgage, you should own your house. And unfortunately, the real estate taxes are huge. And then you look at, you know, take a widow who's on fixed income, who her and her husband bought their house 30 years ago. And, you know, their real estate taxes are probably six or seven times what they were 30 mm-hmm. years ago. And mm-hmm. she's on fixed income. You know,
okay.
We need to take care of the people that are most vulnerable. And real estate taxes, unfortunately, really, really hammer the lower and middle class income people in this district, and those are the people we need to be looking out for. Mm-hmm. Regarding abortion, look, I'm pro-life. I've always been pro-life. I'm proudly pro-life. The state legislature in Illinois just passed a bill that has taxpayers in the state of Illinois funding abortions.
Mm-hmm.
We are the only state in the country where taxpayers are on the hook paying for abortions.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that there's a lot of taxpayers, there's a lot of good people throughout Illinois, and they disagree with abortion. They have religious problems with, you know, killing an unborn child.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that their tax dollars should go to funding something that they so firmly disagree with. I mean, abortion is a very controversial issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the only state in the union that forces taxpayers to fund it. And I will immediately focus on legislation, making sure that Illinois taxpayers aren't funding abortions going.